On Saturday, my wife and I saw Top Gun. Awesome, awesome man movie.
It was good.
Here, everything was about their squad, getting the squad together, working as a team. I'm the pilot. Who's my wingman? Who's doing logistics? All that stuff, right? And that's why they were successful in the mission, because they had a squad. Every man needs a squad.
Welcome to the Empowered Manhood Podcast, where men rediscover courageous masculinity. Pull up a chair as we gain strength from the stories of God working in the lives of ordinary men today. These men have discovered that in a world of superficiality and isolation, we need authentic brotherhood to gain strength for the battles we face every day. Brought to you by the Ministry of CLC, which challenges men to an uncommon pursuit of Christ. Welcome to Empowered Manhood. In Paul's second letter to his protege, Timothy, he reminds him at the beginning in chapter 1 of where his sincere faith came from, and then he says this to Timothy. He says, "For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." Now, Timothy was a pastor, and Paul was trying to encourage him about his gift as a pastor to lead the church he was leading. When you think of the idea of fanning something into flame, it means to be intentional in stoking those sparks, that fire, to get it to grow, to get bigger, to get better. And it was Paul's way of telling Timothy to intentionally seek to develop his God-given gifts and abilities. And men, it is God's desire for all of us as men to cultivate and to grow the gifts and talents and abilities that God gave each one of us so that we may better serve him and serve his kingdom. Hi, my name is Mike Hatch. I am your host here on the Empowered Manhood Podcast. I am on staff with CLC. And today we're airing a special episode where CLC's president, Dr. Craig Fry, is interviewed on the Better Man 365 podcast. And if that sounds familiar, it's because CLC, we as an organization, have been partnering with Better Man, the conference, for several years now. And in this episode, OB Diaz, who is a local DJ, well-known morning host of a radio show in Orlando, and also the MC for the Better Man event, as well as Brian Buckley, the founder of the Better Man event, sit down with Craig and talk about our partnership with Better Man and how we are leading men from that conference into meaningful, intentional discipleship. Now, Better Man 365 is a fantastic opportunity to do just what Paul says to Timothy about fanning into flame the gifts that God has given us, because it gives you the opportunity to gather men around you to take in a conference that you'll hear incredible truth, you'll hear inspiring stories, you'll hear ways that other men have utilized their gifts, or just simply the grace of God to get through hard times, or the ways God has moved in people's lives to use them to serve him in really profound, redemptive ways. And that really can give a language to and inform us, as we take that in, about what God may be doing in our own lives and how he may want us to take advantage of the gifts and talents and abilities he's given us. Now, this year, the Better Man event will be on Saturday, September 24th, and I'll have links in the show notes below if you'd like to look up how to register for that event. It is both an in-person and virtual event. It's in-person in Orlando, Florida, and then it is simulcast over the internet all over the world where hundreds of thousands of men are watching. I'll have links in the show notes below where you can register for this event, either virtually to see it online or to see it in person. Now, one of the really cool opportunities is you can actually host the event in your home over the internet, of course, and or maybe it's in your home or maybe it's in your church, but either way, it's $4.99 to do that. That is it. I mean, it's like the cheapest event anybody could possibly imagine hosting. And so you may want to consider that. The other opportunity you may want to take advantage of is that here at CLC, we are actually training up men around the country who want to facilitate CLC groups as a way to follow up with men from the Better Man Conference. And so if you've ever wanted to build a band of brothers of your own through a CLC group, we would love to help you do that. And the Better Man event on Saturday, September 24th could be an amazing opportunity to launch that group either through your church or just on your own with your buddies, your close friends. If this interests you, please email me at mhatch@clchq.org. I would love to talk to you and take you through the process to begin to train you to facilitate your own CLC discipleship group where you are building your band of brothers who are going to stick with you through thick and thin as you ground yourselves in God's word. All right, guys, so let's jump into this interview with CLC President Dr. Craig Fry, Better Man founder Brian Buckley, and the Better Man MC, Obi Diaz.
Okay, so today you're watching the Better Man 365 podcast. Now, my name's Obi Diaz, and I'm backed by a beautiful team of leadership that trusts me with my face here for everyone to see. But man, we've got the Godfather, Brian Buckley, on with us too. Brian, thank you for saying yes to this.
Love the mustache.
Thank you.
Obi dog.
Thank you.
Love it.
You know, as everyone watches this right now, Top Gun, the movie, just came out. And of course, the mustache is the thing. It only lasts a week, guys. My wife will have this off while I sleep overnight here in a week. but Craig Fry, I wanted to thank you too for being a part of the Better Man podcast. This is the first time that we get to talk to you, and I hope you don't mind. We're going to dig in. So we'll dig cool. in, and we'll also get into the DeLorean and head into the future, see where you are there.
Nice.
And, but for right now, let's talk about this history, Brian, because nobody knows the history better between these two brands and how we're working together for the man who's listening and watching right now.
Well, Obi, we are delighted that we have a partnership with CLC. It's something that is the jelly to our peanut butter. It allows what we do at the Better Man event to really come full circle and to serve our men that love coming to our events by connecting them and providing them an opportunity to have a relationship with CLC. They do things we don't do, and we do things that they don't do. It's just right. A great marriage between the two organizations.
Well, because I was going to say, if you're a guy who's come to the Better Man event will blow your mind. But between events, you need something. You need something during the off season. And you know what? Hey, in life, there really is no off season. So that's where Craig Fry, that's where this came about. Go ahead. I'll let you continue. Sorry.
Yeah. So 3 years ago, I joined two members of my staff in Central Florida. We were at the UCF Arena. We were sitting there on the fourth row, the Better Man event. And I saw, like, it seemed like 1,500 guys come forward to pray to receive Christ. And I turned to my staff and I said, I wonder what they're going to do with those guys. I mean, here are all these men getting saved, because all we do and all we have done for 40 years is deep men's discipleship. And so I'm a disciple maker. That's where I go. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to check this guy out, Brian Buckley. See if I can have a conversation with him, which happened about 6 months later. And I came to his office, met with the executive team, and I laid out a plan. I said, look, you guys do evangelism better than anybody I've ever seen. I'd like to think we know what we're doing on discipleship. Why don't we become two wings of the airplane and really see this thing take off? So that's where it all started. And this will be our third year with Better Man. And we are super juiced about it.
Craig,
Obi,
yes.
You indicated that, hey, we got to do something in between the events, these annual Better Man events. And it's really, we don't wait till in between. We get CLC involved right after the event, like actually at the event.
At the event, yeah.
So it's something that we don't wait 6 months to get this thing kicked in. We wait 6 seconds, because that's when men need to have the discipleship expertise that CLC brings to the table. They need it after the excitement that happens at the event. They need to know that there is a sustainability in your Christian walk with Christ that is powered and juiced by CLC's discipleship programs.
Preach it, bro.
I love it. I love it. Craig, for those who are listening, because this is also a podcast, I know that they can watch this right now too, but for those who are listening who say discipleship, what exactly does that mean? Like what? I don't hear that word every day. What does that mean? If you've never stepped foot in a church, it's a very alien word.
Great question. Discipleship can be very simple. It's not complicated. It's a group of guys forming a relationship with one another, all of them focused on God and his word. And so the word of God creates the train tracks that the train runs on, right? It gives us guidance. It gives us parameters. We know where we're headed. Wow. But it's a whole lot more fun if you do it with some buddies. Men live in isolation already, and that's a dangerous place. That's where I do my best sinning, is when I'm in isolation. I need brothers that will walk beside me shoulder to shoulder saying, I'm not so sure that's a good idea. Or, yeah, you need to do more of that. And as we're guided down the train tracks, it becomes really, really beautiful. So that's discipleship. Find a close group of guys, do it together, and you're going deep in the word to figure out how do we do this thing called life and do it successfully.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is, as you said that, you know, you paint the picture of guys doing life together. And I thought to myself, I said, you know, they don't send a Navy SEAL out by himself. Like they send them with a team, you know, a band. You don't send a band. Of course, you can have a one man band, but look how hard that work is that you don't see behind the scenes, him having to record all those tracks. You need the team. And I think in life, you are right. There's a lot of us guys that we think we're the sheriff of our own town. You know, I'm the only sheriff in this town. And I love what you guys are offering. So where did this passion come from? Because this didn't happen overnight for you, Craig. Like where did this come from? Where you found yourself even there at UCF?
Well, since CLC does disciple making and we're all about men, we disciple men exclusively. Anytime there's a big gathering of men, we want to be there, because we just want to hang out with brothers in Christ and figure this thing out. So when I heard about Evander Holyfield, and I forget who else was there that night.
Oh, yeah. Journey. Yeah, it was a great night.
Yeah. So we even, before we even knew what, and before we even experienced what Better Man was all about, we bought a booth and we set up a display table outside the arena. And we were rookies. We didn't know what to expect. And when I sat there with this packed arena, the electricity, the man, there was enough testosterone in that place to lift the roof. I thought, these are my people right here. If they can pull this off, I want to be part of this thing, whatever this thing is. And it's been great. It's been a great partnership.
And Obi, at the same time, we were looking for a partner, because the one thing I never want to hear is someone say, yeah, that Better Man event, it's a rah-rah. It's a one-night gig. It's an Easter service for men. Ah, don't ever tell me that.
Wow.
We are the catalytic start to the movement of Christ in a man's life. So with that event, we needed to know that, A, our piece of the pie that God has gifted us to do doesn't extend over to the discipleship piece. It's just the event. That keeps us busy 365 days a year preparing for this amazing, crazy event that we do every year. But we needed a partner that would take our guys from the event and take them on their journey with Christ.
It is true, because, you know, what will happen sometimes and what I hope happens, if you're listening and you don't have Jesus in your life, what I hope happens is that once you invite him in, there's this amazing thing that happens. But from there, you're like, okay, I've been handed the football. Do I run? Do I spin? Do I jump? Do it? You know, you need somebody or you need a group to kind of show you the moves. And while everybody's learning, I mean, I'm still learning some really sweet moves myself. So I do appreciate this. Now let's talk about present, Craig, because presently, you know, we've already had, now with you guys as our partners, we've already had two Better Man events. So what do our guys look like as soon as they finish an event and they say, I want to sign up? What happens to them?
Well, then they're directed to our website, and one of our area directors is in contact with them to set up a Zoom call. And it's just a quick introductory Zoom call to say, hey, here's what you can look forward to. If you are willing to start a group with your friends, we'll do all the training for you. Let's pick a time that works for you. And then we'll do a 25-minute training session on Zoom, tell you everything you need to know and what you need to do. The men in those groups, all right, say that I want to start a group. It only takes five guys to start a group, just five. So me and four of my friends. Those guys are directed to our website. They register. As soon as they register, then we send them the materials electronically. They're told where to go to get on Amazon, where to go to get the devotional book. The study guide comes as an email attachment that they can download. Everything's done electronically. It's seamless. It's smooth. And then you're assigned a coach. And the coach guides your group through the process. So the group decides how long they want to stick together. 3 months, 6 months, or 9 months.
Wow.
Now, one of the beauties of the process is we've been doing, I think I mentioned this earlier, we've been doing this for 40 years, and we have men in 168 cities in the United States and Canada, just started groups in Poland and Guatemala, and it's going to take off. It's super easy. It's not expensive, but the biggest investment is I'm going to get a group together of my friends, and we're going to invest the time doing this together. Just real quick. On Saturday, my wife and I saw Top Gun. Awesome, awesome man movie.
It was good.
Here, everything was about their squad, getting the squad together, working as a team. I'm the pilot. Who's my wingman? Who's doing logistics? All that stuff, right? And that's why they were successful in the mission, because they had a squad. Every man needs a squad, and CLC will expect you to pull your squad together.
Wow. There you go. You know, and I would hate for someone right now to allow the enemy to say, oh, but listen, it's going to, you know, you're going to have to go through materials. Oh, listen, you know, you're going to have to acquire something from Amazon. Well, hold on. If I were to go to the gym, I'd have to get myself gym shorts. If I were to go to the gym, I'd have to get myself a membership so this way I could use the gym. There are certain things that we allow ourselves to do, but with this, this is so important, y'all. This is a different type of investment. I know investing on the body is cool to work out and whatnot. I know investing in Bitcoin sounds great and whatnot for the future, but when you're investing in soul care, Craig, why, talk about the people that are affected by people who are in discipleship.
I could be here all day telling you stories. I heard one last week about a guy who was in a CLC group, and his wife wanted to divorce him. He was on his way to hire an attorney. God spoke to him. His CLC brothers were praying for him. He literally pulled over on the side of the road, weeping. He got down in a ditch on the side of the road and said, "Dear God, please save my marriage." And his brothers rallied around him, walked him through that. He didn't get a divorce. Now he's got three kids. It's a thing of beauty. And he said, if I was doing that on my own, I would have kept driving that car to the attorney's office. But I knew my CLC brothers were holding me accountable and talking to me and praying for me. And he said, the Holy Spirit just overwhelmed me and saved my marriage. That's just one example. I got hundreds like that.
Craig, sure. One that happened right in front of me at last year's Better Man event is a guy who was there with four of his contracting friends, and he brought them to the event, and he didn't know much about what they were experiencing spiritually. But one thing they did know is that one of his friends' wife asked for a divorce that morning. The morning of the Better Man event, she said, "I am asking you for a divorce." He went to the event. He wasn't in good condition after hearing that. But his buddy, my buddy, said, "Let's start a group." And now they have a group of five guys that get together. And these are rough and gruff construction dudes. But they get together around the CLC program. And now they're doing life together as that team that Craig described.
Yeah, how cool is that? That, you know, if you're going through, okay, so we just had two scenarios of divorce here, right? So that's divorce. So obviously, marriage, relationships, you know, that's tough on a guy. Then you add in other things, you know, for instance, us guys and our hobbies. Sometimes guys can go a little nuts with their hobbies and overspend. You know, now you've got credit card debt. Some guys, you know, from drugs to alcohol to porn. There's just so many things out there. There's just so many things out there that could trip us up. And we're trying to be better men. I know hundreds of guys out there that are just great guys. They don't have Jesus in their life, but they're trying to be better guys. But then the littlest things that come and trip them up big, big. So I love the fact that CLC has some of these stories pumping out. And when you say five guys, like that's a good crew. That's a good enough crew to go out and play baseball, go out and take out another team in basketball. So I love that group setting. Brian, I'm going to throw this question your way, because when it comes to the Better Man brand partnering up with other brands, we don't just pick just anybody, right?
Yeah, we don't. We did a thorough investigation of CLC before we decided to partner with them. What I love is that Mark Goldstein, who's right here in our backyard, who's a friend of mine previously, who was the head of the Christian Chamber of Commerce here in Orlando. He joined CLC to become their regional director right here. He serves on our advisory board.
Yeah.
So CLC is in, like they're all in. Okay? And when Mark became an advocate and a intermediary, he really helped bring the two brands together. 40 years for them, 18 years for us. It's a marriage that I think will never have a divorce. In my
I love that. I love that.
Flowers.
Well, we hope that this relationship is a long time standing. You know, we'll have you again at our event in September. You know, what has it been like? Because, and here, I'll throw this your way. What has it been like, Craig, over the past year, 2 years, that now Better Man has gone global, where maybe, you know, you said you had all your guys in 135 different sites or wherever it was. But now, you know, Brazil's opened up. You know, you just said Poland. So what has that been like?
Unbelievable. We're trying to play catch up. Right now we have 14 area directors or regional managers. The goal is to have 30. So, I mean, we're thinking big, and Better Man is part of the big equation. That's why we hired a Hispanic director. His name is Pedro Martinez. The guy is rock solid, solid gold. And he's spearheading our effort to reach Hispanic men. We have a heart for them. We have a curriculum for them, and we're targeting them big time with the grace of Christ. And so, man, pray with us that we'll be effective in ministering to those who want to go deep in the word and deep in relationship.
Oh, man, you know what? I like that invite from you. When you say pray with us, like, you know, I don't think I say that often enough. I think I say, oh, I'm going to pray. But the fact that you now invited the entire listening audience, the entire watching audience to get behind you and join you. And of course, you know, the heart is well intended. So that's an easy ask.
Yeah. Obi, Better Man's largest audience is not in America. America is huge, but it's Latin America. And I'm just saying that when Craig heard about that, saw that, where the Holy Spirit was leading the event to go, is powerful that they said, hey, we're going to step up and hire someone to serve that audience that Better Man is reaching. Wow. And it's going to be even bigger and bigger. So I love that the curriculum is in Spanish. I love that the curriculum is serving our Latin American brothers.
Love it. Love it. Well, thank you guys again. Thank you for this time. I think we've shed the light on the fact that our guys who are listening right now, and here, let me make sure I stamp this with, don't wait for September to join CLC. Don't wait for September to get your ticket to the next event. Like, do all that stuff, get all that stuff wrapped in now. So this way, when you come to the event, you're going to be on fire. You're going to be the one lighting up the person next to you. I love it. Guys, thank you again for your time. Brian, is there anything else that you want to hit with us being so close? I mean, look at me as I rub my hands, like we're so close.
We have crazy speakers that are going to start to be announced this week.
Yeah.
This week, our speakers are going to start to be announced, and we're going to announce them one per week over the next 3 or 4 weeks. So you guys will know exactly who's coming to BME on 9/24/22.
All right.
Get your host site. You got to get your host site. Obi, the leadership team of Better Man has reduced significantly the price to be a host site this year. So be looking for that. If cost was an issue, it's not going to be an issue anymore. So all the cities in America, all the cities around the country, around the world, get your host site. We're going to be bringing you the Better Man event on 9/24/22, live from Orlando. And our speakers are incredible. I cannot announce them yet, but look this week as they start to be announced.
Well, and I love you saying the host site because where we're headquartered, you know, at First Baptist, we can hold about 4,000 people. But when you talk about that, America's not even the number one consumer for Better Man content. That's why the host site is important. So, yeah, you can come to our building, but that's only 4,000. That's a drop in the bucket of where Better Man is reaching. So you can do it from home, do it with your friends. We even talked about it last year. You know, some guys did a billiards night or poker night, pizza night, barbecue, smokeouts, all that stuff. And again, that's going to be the perfect breeding ground for you guys to meet other guys that are going to be part of CLC. Craig, we can't wait to see your crew there.
Hey, they'll be there. Yep.
No longer rookies with that tent. Now you guys.
That's right. Hey, we were a host site in my little town of Gallatin, Tennessee last year. And we have a smaller church, but we went all out and we had baked potato and steak and all the, you know, all the trimmings, and hundreds of guys showed up at our little church to watch Better Man.
Wow.
It was amazing. We can do this. We can do it.
Love it, guys. Thank you for your steadfastness. You know what? I feel led to pray as we close this up. And for those of you who are listening, if you want to jump in and join us, it is from a really big heart. And it's for the guy out there. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for Craig Fry's time. I thank you for Brian Buckley's heart. And Lord, I thank you for this platform, God. And right now, specifically for the ears that are listening, Lord, we just we want people to know that this is from a heart of guys who have been changed, guys who have seen the dark spots, guys who have seen the headache areas, and guys who are just living it differently, you know. And this life still has its headaches, it still has its storms, but when you're steadfast and you're level headed, they're a lot easier to tackle with Jesus right there at the center of everything that we do. So, gentlemen, I'm going to pray that the Lord continues to drench you in favor and opportunity, and that the Lord continue to just continue to talk to your hearts, guys, both you, Craig, Brian, and everybody listening right now. Thank you so much for your time. And Jesus, please be with those individuals, be with their lives, those who are struggling, and those who are on the top of their mountains. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Guys, thank you so much again.